Good afternoon. Thank you for including me in this panel today. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about AmChip and what we do to support breastfeeding in the States. I have no relationships to disclose. AmChip is a national resource partner and advocate for state public health leaders and others working to improve the health of women, children, youth, and families, including those with special health care needs. Our members come from the highest levels of state government and include directors of maternal and child health programs and directors of programs for children and youth with special health care needs. Our membership also includes academic, advocacy, and community-based groups, as well as families themselves. Many of you are probably familiar with the Title V Block Grant. As you know, that's a more than 80-year-old federal-state partnership administered by the Maternal and Child Health Bureau. There are few maternal and child health activities that take place in states that are not in some way connected to this critical funding source. Our partners are far-reaching and representative of the partnerships required at the state and local levels to achieve population health improvements and promote breastfeeding. Here are some ways that state Title V programs promote breastfeeding. Many of them are developing educational materials for new mothers, providing information to all residents in their states through websites and toll-free telephone information lines. Many are incorporating this work into their statewide obesity prevention efforts. They're working with policymakers, employers, and hospitals. And many of these are led, coordinated, or conducted in partnership with other programs such as chronic disease or WIC. MCHB recently engaged a large group of stakeholders to develop a common vision for improving, innovating, and transforming the Title V Block Grant. These improvements were designed to achieve the three goals of the transformation: reduce state burden, maintain flexibility, and improve accountability. 15 national performance measures were identified for the Title V MCH Services Block Grant, covering six population domains. Those domains are women's maternal health, perinatal infant health, child health, adolescent health, children with special health care needs, and cross-cutting or life course. States will choose 8 of the 15 national performance measures for this year's for the Title V program to address during the next 5-year needs assessment cycle. At least one national performance measure from each of the 6 MCH population domains must be selected. The breastfeeding national performance measure is in the perinatal infant health domain and includes percent infants ever breastfed and percent breastfed exclusively through 6 months. So we all know this, right? We all know the benefits for mom and baby. That's why we're here today. In the United States, our breastfeeding rates are improving, but still not where they could be or should be. We know that disparities among racial and ethnic groups still persist, and there are still barriers to initiation and exclusivity. There's a lack of accommodation to breastfeed or express milk at the workplace. There's lack of experience or understanding among family members and community members on how to support breastfeeding mothers. There's limited opportunities for breastfeeding mothers to communicate and support each other. And there's lack of accurate instruction and information on breastfeeding from healthcare professionals. Enter the ACA. The Affordable Care Act makes it easier for women to access and pay for healthcare. It protects women and offers them more choices. It requires preventive services are covered at no cost to women. These plans are required to provide a core set of essential benefits that include women's preventive services and maternity and newborn care, including breastfeeding support, supplies, and counseling with no cost sharing. State maternal and child health programs are uniquely situated to understand the impact of ACA on maternal and child health populations. States' role in implementation of the ACA vary. However, some potential roles for states are monitoring access to these services, understanding where there are uninsured or underinsured women, understanding the quality of care that women are receiving in the states, and providing care coordination for those most in need. The ACA offers several opportunities to promote breastfeeding. The Maternal, Infant, and Early Childhood Home Visiting Program supports pregnant women and families and helps parents of children from birth to age 5. Home visiting represents a huge opportunity to promote breastfeeding. Worksite accommodations under the ACA are also important for moms. The ACA amended Section 7 of the Fair Labor Standards Act. This requires employers provide reasonable breaks for an employee to express breast milk for 1 year after the birth of the child. Employers are also required to provide a place other than a bathroom that is shielded from view and free from intrusion from coworkers and the public for nursing moms to express breast milk during the workday. It's important to know that these requirements do not preempt state laws that may provide greater protection to employees. All of this makes it easier for breastfeeding moms to return to work and stay in the workforce. The issue brief you see here was part of a national project titled Optimizing Health Reform to Improve Health Outcomes. This was funded by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. And this issue brief explores how states and communities can capitalize on the opportunities presented by the ACA to advance breastfeeding. This highlights state partnerships, financing strategies, and best practices from state Title V programs. To learn more about how states are using the Affordable Care Act to promote breastfeeding, please visit AmTrip's roundtable session tomorrow from 2:30 to 4. In addition to AmTrip's work in navigating the ACA, AmTrip is also supporting states as they strive to improve their breastfeeding rates and meet the national performance measures. AmTrip is disseminating information and resources to members, including the Office of Women's Health Business Case for Breastfeeding and Supporting Nursing Mothers at Work resource. And in July, we invited state health department representatives to present on a webinar. This was really a how-to for state health departments as they develop worksite accommodation policies and enhance their lactation spaces. North Carolina, Vermont, and Tennessee presented to showcase their policies and their lactation rooms. And in September, AmTrip launched a pilot project with the Arkansas Breastfeeding Coalition with generous funding from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. The pilot project focuses on model policy development and training to local businesses to ensure that businesses are compliant with workplace lactation support requirements and assisting those businesses in setting up lactation space for employees and, in some cases, providing supplies for the space. The pilot runs through February 2016, and from this, we hope to gather and share best practices for engaging local businesses in enhancing workplace support and accommodation for breastfeeding employees. I'd like to thank my colleague, Megan Philippi. She will be representing AmTrip tomorrow at our roundtable. I also noticed a couple other former colleagues who contributed to this work, Karen Van Lendeham and Pia Hansen. Thank you for your contributions. For more information, feel free to contact one of us listed here or check out our website. Thank you.